21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power.
Yo.
It's Gangsta.
That's right. It's Tuesday. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show.
This is the monumental occasion.
This is pretty insane right now. I can't believe you're rocking out, man. We're gonna do this circle again, and you're gonna go third, okay? And then we'll go four. Is that cool? All right.
Okay.
For me.
We're gonna announce our special guest.
My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And I'm James.
And this is Mike Burvey.
Woo!
Welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show, guys. At last.
The connection has been made.
This is happening.
It's almost like the half circle's here. Like most people are here.
This is a pretty crazy situation. Have you guys even looked at each other yet?
Oh yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, we said
it's
hey,
like
there.
This is like the reunion that we care about.
That
you know,
is
it's
true.
Like the only the people that you want to see again.
And this is the thing. I don't even think we're having a high school reunion this year. And this is the real deal right here.
Wait. Not that I care, but is there not going to be one?
Have you heard about it?
There was a Facebook group.
I wasn't popular.
Facebook group that somebody created.
It was Chad Quinville who started it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I only checked in on that one day when it started and it was really hot and everyone was buzzing about it, and then I never looked at it ever again. So I don't even know what the
you
status
and everyone
is.
Else.
Cares.
Did you guys join the Facebook page of that?
Negative.
No.
All right. I don't know
if I did or not. I might have just looked at it.
Nope.
Wait. You know what? Damn it. I think I might have.
You did, man.
I think I did by accident.
No. Yeah. How do you?
Now they got you. Now you're on their radar.
Oh, I want to say that I didn't, but I think I might have. Because I was curious and I wanted to look at it, like see all the details.
Sure.
So might have.
You can look
so
at it without being there.
Have they
Wait,
announced anything?
Let me get my phone. Let me see if I'm on it.
Get your droid.
Droid.
But have they announced anything? Like, I saw they had a poll up there. They were like, where do you want the reunion to take place? And there was like four options. One was like some fancy hotel in D.C. Another option was like, I don't know, some other thing. Or no, it was Clarendon Ballroom. And then like the other what? Option was like
the
Burke. It was like the Burke McDonald's or something. I don't know. I think I voted for like Burke McDonald's because I was like, I don't give a shit.
What about the HCW Arena?
I don't think I'm going to have all those people here, man.
Hell no.
Just only invite people that we like.
Yeah like just,
which
would
is
be
like
us.
10 people.
Which would basically be now.
If I can hook up a phone to our board, I'll make that happen.
Ooh.
That's one thing I always try. But
all right, how do I find out what?
I don't know.
Are you on your droid?
This phone is so like
search
high tech that I don't
name.
Even know how to use the programs.
Did you ever go back and check if you can still get me one? Because you can remember they had that 2-for-1 deal.
No. Oh, I have to go back there anyway because those shitheads messed up my
service.
I'm supposed to get a 15% discount because I'm a state employee.
Yeah.
And then the girl at the store was like, you know, because I just found out about this, even though it's always been the case.
Yeah.
And I've been a state employee for a couple years. The girl's like, oh yeah, you're good. And you know, I showed her my employee ID and everything. She says, you're good, you're straight, you're gonna get the discount. You know, just sign here. I'm like, all right. So then I get an email, in my work email, and it says, you know, you're not eligible because on your employee ID it doesn't have your full first name. You need your full first and last name.
That's stupid.
How does that make any sense, man?
It's stupid.
Why would she tell me that it's okay?
You're cool, man. You're straight.
She doesn't know she's talking
you're not,
about
it. Apparently
no,
you're
she
not,
doesn't.
Man.
I'm going to go back there and get her fired.
Typical. Hell yeah.
Can I talk to your manager? What if she is the manager?
Then I'm going to sue the city.
I'm going to sue the state. I'm going to sue the school system. I'm going to sue the bus driver. Yes.
Bobby, has there ever been a time where you've had to do that? Like you wanted to... Or you're like, wait a minute, let me go back to this store and justify this.
Every day of my life. No.
See, there are so many moments in which, like, I think what happens with me is like, oh man, I could have gotten a discount off of this, and I promised myself I'll do it. I never do it.
Yeah.
I should do it though.
I think that that's how everyone makes the money though.
Exactly. It is.
I need to send in my rebate.
With the rebates.
Yeah, they don't send in.
They
the
don't send
rebate.
In.
Exactly.
But then like when they're first buying the product, they're like, oh, I get $100 off if I send this back.
They
never send it back.
I mean, do you guys send in your rebates? Or is that something you guys do? Like, do you send in rebates to me?
Product.
Remember when that first came out? He said it like 7 times in one commercial.
Yeah.
And then I guess after people realized, you know, making a thing about it, he realized that it was funny. So he started saying it like 15 times.
Exactly. Yep.
My product is so great. You gotta try my product. John Scherer, CEO and founder.
Yeah, was it? John Scherer. Something, something, and something, something.
He was like the Scott Norton, not Scott Norton.
I do love Scott Norton, though.
Scott Hudson.
One half of Vicious and Delicious.
Remember we thought his name was Dick Clark or something? We went to the gas station. There's some girl there. Some big fat girl. And you're like, excuse me, do you know who Dick Clark is?
She's
like,
what?
She got an attitude. She's like, yeah, the guy that does New Year's Eve. Feels all dumb.
I was talking to Danny about this like 2 days ago before we went to like a burlesque show, and I asked him like, hey dude, did you hear anything about this reunion? And he was like, no. It's not that I want to go. I just want to know that I'm invited, and I'm going to say no. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, that's probably
Danny,
what I'm going to do, man.
He's not even on Facebook. He told me he refuses.
Now he's never going to get on.
I don't think he'll ever get on Facebook.
I just don't see it happening.
There's nothing wrong with that, but then it does, like, limit. To me, like, sometimes I feel like that if people aren't on it, in a way they don't exist. You have to go out of your way to be like...
I like just posting videos on James's Facebook.
Anyway, I think it's just a bunch of BS.
Are you still
anyway.
On Facebook on your drawer?
Yeah,
I'm
but,
trying
you
to
know,
find
people existed before you know Facebook.
That's true.
You know,
but now it just seems like if you're not on there,
sure,
you're like second class citizen in
sure.
a way.
No.
But
I know
in
plenty
reality,
of people that are losers that are on there.
There are a lot.
Oh yeah, there are. I think it's like a brag book, to be honest with you. It just is like.
You know what?
I mean, honestly, all I do on mine is promote my work, and I don't care what any. I just promote it. I don't care. But like, to me, it's just another way of promotion. It's not even
that's
about.
All I do, yeah.
It's not even about keeping track of friends or like putting up my vacation pictures. It's more about like, hey, this is like my. It's I use it more as like a networking tool.
I just use it to brag about myself, like everybody else does.
I guess
I'm gonna go get a coffee. I'm gonna take
See,
a sip. I'm gonna take a shower,
like
then
that.
Work out.
See, I think that those ones are lame. Those updates.
That's like majority of all.
I just woke up.
I'm thinking about maybe you know driving my car. Oh, I just saw this person.
Maybe.
Hey, in the spirit of people from high school that suck and Facebook, I thought of an idea that we can do on the show.
All right, let's do it.
I can go through my
droid. Maybe I should find out.
I can go through my friends list and we can pick all the people that
suck. So we're
going
to make like a Holocaust list?
But they
awesome.
Have, but, they oh. have to, but they have to be your
I got,
friend?
I got my Facebook
So
face,
are we
going to
like, how are we
right
gonna, how are we going to vote? Like, are we voting?
So,
we'll just do a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Wait, we're, okay. No, yeah. Or we can do it verbally.
Oh, I guess that's radio.
We got to do it radio
just
style.
Give me a,
we'll do like a code.
I
don't think we should like announce people's
names. He dies.
Maybe let's not announce people's names. Just use code words.
How are we not, what are we going to do then?
Yeah.
Well, maybe James can just like flip it around.
Oh, okay.
Can we describe this person?
I just don't want to be using the name, but we can describe
why?
Them.
Let's
tell stories. Tell stories. Why? I don't know. I just don't want people to get upset. You know.
Or how about this? So we'll play it fair.
I don't want to get sued.
We just describe why.
Yeah,
we'll just describe why we're gonna do what we're gonna do.
All right.
We'll start.
This is James' idea.
Let's see how far this. Yeah, this is James' idea.
All right. This person doesn't even have their real name, and they put a dash in front of their name just so that they would be on the top of everybody's friend list.
Like LaDashia.
So here we go. Here it is. I guess
who
I can't say.
I don't know who that is.
Christina what?
Christina something.
No, it's
I don't
a
know.
Male.
It's a dude. Oh, you know.
Oh, it's a dude.
All right. Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Get rid of him.
Gone.
Thumbs down.
All right. No, I gotta figure out how to delete him.
Thumbs down, man.
God damn it.
How do you delete? I don't know.
It's like some tranny.
This thing's so high tech. Hold on. Shit.
What the hell? How do you know that person went to our high school?
Oh, I know who they are because they used to have their real name on here.
Oh, that's lame. Maybe they had a sex change.
Whatever, we're not friends with that person anymore.
Hold on, damn it, I need
I'm not
assistance.
Friends with anyone that I don't
James,
know
James, we can't do this process if you can't figure out how to...
Damn, I should have figured this out before the show, but I didn't know, I didn't think of it. I didn't know it was coming.
We're just basically doing the Holocaust in it right now on
did
Facebook.
You know, did you guys watch the Emmys?
No. Wait, did I?
Well, they had a...
I can't remember.
Well, for... They have a...
What?
Is that the one that's... Is that the one that's...
Yeah,
exactly. I'm warming up
into a joke.
Is that the one that Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin...
Well, there's something... Yeah, yeah. No, that's Oscars.
Oh, wait. Which is the Emmys? I don't know.
It's for television.
Who cares?
But basically...
Who cares?
For the best writer on television, you know how they show, like, the nominees, like, a little video package of them?
Yeah.
Well, basically, for Conan O'Brien... it first starts out on someone's face and it on like Facebook,
yeah.
And it goes delete, delete, delete for all of his other writers, and then it pulls back and it's Conan O'Brien.
Nice.
Yeah, I
that's
remember
pretty
that.
Good.
That was cool.
That's pretty good.
Shiza, how do I? Maybe if I go to their info.
I guess the droid does everything but delete.
Still trying to delete?
I know. God damn it.
Shouldn't it be a button on the side of the...
A couple of weeks ago, I touched James's droid.
Oh, what if I just... What?
Just got excited.
And do you remember that? I touched your droid last time.
Did you touch it?
Did you touch it? You got touch points for his droid?
I got touch points.
Damn it, this is pissing me off.
You need to tell Bobby about touch points. Touch points is like when you...
He like asked me and then just
when
tell
you touch, you get points from like touching somebody.
Okay, gotcha.
Because, like, I got a high five from Jimmy Fallon, and I got touch points for that.
Ah,
and
nice.
Conan
O'Brien,
and
I got a hand. I got a handshake from Conan O'Brien.
So that's like 100, right?
Yeah, and then I got a hug from Jon Stewart.
Whoa.
That's worth a lot.
I mean, that's like minus 25. I'm just
minus?
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
See, but for
I'm
me, that's,
kidding.
That's,
yes.
that's,
see,
my top,
sucks too.
That's my top touch points because I got a hug. So.
Yeah, I got
dude, this sucks.
I gotcha.
Come on, James.
This needs to come with an instruction.
James,
well, probably did.
An instruction manual.
Probably did.
Anyway, so
trash and I overlooked it and threw it away real quick.
So, like, a few weeks ago, I touched James' droid, and like I was like, wow, this is the first time I touched a droid, and I was like excited about it.
Sure, so you get
so
touch points.
So then like I got some touch points from touching the droid, and then like as I was like briefly touching it, I didn't even know what to do because it was so powerful.
Yeah, I mean that thing could probably set off a bomb.
Like I was trying to Google
I could
something.
Feel the radiation coming off.
And
of
I couldn't even like figure out how to Google something. But I'm sure if I spent more time with it, I would figure out how to use the droid.
Oh, wait a minute. I just sorry.
So is it bad if I have negative touch points?
How do you get negative touch points?
Exactly.
Touching.
By touching like a bad ginger or something, you'd get negative touch points.
Ginger?
Hey,
like right, TJ would get negative touch points for that.
Let's not talk about gingers, okay?
We're only talking about one in particular.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
How the hell do I...
Shit. Come on.
This is making me so mad. Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. I thought of an idea. No, it's not going to work. All right, screw it. I give up.
Oh!
Wait.
Our experiment is over, man.
No, it's never over.
Hey, hold it up. So
much
here
for technology.
Click.
Yeah, I guess this isn't working as well as we thought.
All right, here's a click.
We should talk about the Black Hammer. The best finish move ever.
That sounds more disgusting.
The Black Hammer.
That sounds more disgusting out of context of anything we're talking about.
I know we're talking about touching the droid, yeah, and
the hammer is my penis.
And the Black Hammer.
Yeah, you remember the Black Hammer?
Am I supposed to draw the penis?
Wow.
James, you know what? James, I want to hear about this, man. I want to hear about what happened to you today. Is that possible?
Yeah.
It might instigate hatred again, but I'm all for it.
Well,
we need some emotion.
Let's start from the beginning.
You have the price tag on that thing still?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Because he's so proud that he paid $19.99 for it.
For that whole thing?
No, just for that stand.
Oh.
You notice there's a new stand on that?
Yeah.
We're talking about the drum kit, by the way.
I thought you meant the cymbal, too.
No, not the cymbal.
No.
Very well.
Cymbals cost a little bit more than that.
So all right,
so,
was.
So basically, yeah, so, you know, we had you lined up for a radio show today, or supposedly last week.
Yeah.
But, you're... Well, Carolyn said she saw a Facebook message of you saying you're on our way. I haven't checked Facebook, saying you're on our way to the show. Then you sent me a text saying you're on the way to the show or to record. Can't wait. And then what happens afterwards?
Well, if you look at my Facebook, actually, I have a message, you know, I'm saying about, you know, talking about what a great weekend I had. Like, well, first of all, I was supposed to work Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
But, you know, a couple months ago, I took off Saturday and Sunday because, So anyway, I work Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, I'm trying to start from the beginning here.
Yeah, start from the beginning.
All right, so I was supposed to work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I work Friday, but I put in for Saturday and Sunday off, as in, you know, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So, anyway, because Saturday, my friend from college was getting married, and he wanted me to be part of the wedding.
Yeah.
So, anyway, GPS. Oh yeah, this is a GPS, you know, story here, and
Oh, you're gonna tell this other story.
Well, no, I mean it'll work.
All right, go ahead.
So anyway, the GPS. I look on MapQuest, and it says, you know, the day before to get to this place is way out in the country, somewhere I'd never been before, part of the state. So, it says that I'm supposed to take Route 29 to like 15 or something all the way, and then that's it. It's just like two roads. But this thing, this GPS, it starts taking me on these back roads. I think, oh, maybe it's a shortcut, you know, more direct route. It takes me 11 miles down an unpaved road.
Oh,
11
God.
Miles
what type of
on gravel road.
What type of GPS is this?
This
like
is
a Garmin
a,
or
this
a
is
TomTom?
A Garmin. This is a Garmin.
Garmin.
Wait, why is it using
whatever.
The MapQuest?
No, I was looking on MapQuest the night before just to get an idea of the route, and then I just punched in the address.
Okay. I wouldn't trust MapQuest. I've had bad experiences with them.
Well, I mean, I just looked at the map. It's just like it's like a two straight lines.
Yeah, but they make up like streets that don't exist.
Well, I didn't use the MapQuest directions.
Okay.
No, I know, because MapQuest sucks, because they gave me the wrong exit number one time when I was trying to go. What's going on here?
Alien connection.
You just blown up yourself.
I'll keep going.
All right, so anyway. I go to my buddy's wedding. We're out there on this farm. It's an outdoor wedding. We pound some cold ones. I probably had like, I had like five or six beers before the wedding even started. It was that kind of event.
Yes.
What type of wedding was this, man?
It was just, you know, it was just kind
of
thing where you just kick
those...
back and just, it's just laid back, man. It was just, that's the way it should be.
Yep.
Anyway.
Damn right.
So I get home. You know, it was a good day. Sunday comes along. Go to the Nationals game in the afternoon. You know, it was fun. Danny and Huzzard were there. And, you know, we met up with them. They actually came
having a good time.
Yeah, they came down to our seats because, you know, people were leaving because it started raining. And so, yeah, anyway, even though the Nats lost, you know, it's still a good day. So anyway, two good days in a row. All right. What's today?
It's Monday.
Monday.
Today's Monday?
Monday.
All right.
Second
so anyway.
But when you listen to this, it'll be Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's the last. Yeah. Well, anyway, fuck it. All right, so today comes along. I'm having a good day. You know, I go to the gym, have an awesome workout, and then you know, everything's going right, and then you call me and you tell me Bobby's going to be here, I'm doing a radio show, and I'm getting all pumped about that. So I go on Facebook right before I leave, and I said, oh, man, what a great weekend, great couple days I had. You know, I had this and this and this. And then I get in my car, and I back out, and I put my car in drive, and I'm about to peel out. I see in my rearview mirror this motherfucker, this Haji dumbass motherfucker, backs right into me, puts a big dent in my bumper.
Where was he? Like, where was he backing out of? Like, you guys were like,
oh, we're in a parking lot
against each other.
Our apartment complex. Yeah, we were like ass to ass, butt to butt,
ass to ass, ass to ass.
But you know, it's 100% his fault. And anyway,
when he came out, because I remember being in an accident with you like once, and we were turning. Like it was an off of Ox Road, and we were turning on you know, at a light, and then we slowed down, and some old lady like hit you in the back.
Yeah.
And then like you pulled over to the side, and you got out of the car, and then I waited for a few seconds. I didn't turn around, but then you came in the car. And you're like, dude, the girl's so scared of me. This old lady.
Oh yeah,
is so
she was
scared.
Like shaking her boots.
Is that how you got out of the car? Like you came out all intimidating? Like.
I don't know.
She should have been intimidated.
Yeah, I know.
No, I mean for today when that happened.
Oh, today?
Yeah. How did you get out of the car? How did he come out of the car?
He got out of the car. It's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I'm standing here beside myself.
What?
Short circuit.
What is that?
I have no idea.
My past life is so.
No, at first I was like, are you all right? And he said, I don't know if there's any damage. Let's look. And I looked at my vehicle and I was like, yeah, right there.
Is it a pretty big dent or what's going on? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well,
you probably put your fist in it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been out there already?
Yeah.
I was smoking a cigarette and. Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's a pretty big dent.
It's one of those things where, you know, you gotta like walk up in the vehicle to really notice any damage. It's not like anything's hanging off.
Yeah.
But still, it's enough to really piss you off.
And that's a pretty new car too, man.
Yeah, you just got
it. Brand new. Damn it.
I mean, 2010. Not even whole year yet.
The symmetry's all ruined on it now. And
yeah.
Vengeance, man. Vengeance.
But anyway, he has, I don't want to get into, you know, what insurance he has or what his name is.
Tell the interesting parts.
But I call up his insurance company to do the claim and everything. This is, keep in mind, this is like, you know, half an hour or whatever afterwards. And you'd figure that, you know, something, you get an accident, you're going to call your insurance, whatever, right away, probably, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would call immediately, but I would call sometime that day.
I mean, you want to get it taken care of.
Absolutely.
Or get the ball rolling.
Absolutely.
Because you never, you know, never know. Anyway, she said that they hadn't contacted him yet, and, you know, I basically told the whole story. Then the lady goes, you know what? Seems to be an issue with this, what'd she say? Claim concern or something like that. It's like, well, what does that mean? She's like, well, basically, I can't give you any more information this time, but I got to contact some other company, and then they got to call me back, and then I'll contact you tomorrow. So basically, what I'm thinking is that he let his, you know, he didn't make his payments on his insurance.
Basically, what you're saying is you're fucked on this. That you,
no,
might, you possibly.
Basically,
might.
What I'm saying is I might have to dominate.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
I'm pissed.
Damn right.
Well, yeah, at least
we're gonna have
too.
To sue. My insurance is gonna have to sue his, or I'm gonna have to sue him, or I'm gonna have to whoop his ass. I mean,
sue the driver. We're gonna sue the city.
Yeah.
Sue the bus driver.
That's right.
But it's like just when I'm, you know, yep, starting to feel good about humanity and people in general.
That was your first fault.
Boom, I lose my faith in it.
That
again.
Was your first fault.
Yeah.
So it happens.
Yeah. So let's
yeah,
just start to delete people on Facebook.
James,
then.
you were the first person to be like, don't get your hopes up too high, Joe.
Wait, when did I say that?
You told me that was like when I was trying to change my life. You're like, listen, just don't put your, you know, don't.
I didn't say that.
When did this conversation take place?
2006.
You're like, don't get your hopes up.
That's the last.
That's so depressing.
Don't get your hopes up, Joe. Just do what you do.
Just don't have dreams, man. Somebody's just gonna come along and crush them.
That is so sad.
I don't remember saying that, but I don't doubt it.
It's the truth.
You say that shit to me all the time.
It's the truth.
It is. It might be the truth, but it's like so. I don't know.
Well, I only take it partially anyway. I'm just like, oh, you know, that's what you, that's, you know.
It's like, why do anything then?
But see, that like sort of ideology makes me just be like, well, then who gives a fuck? I'm gonna do whatever I want to do.
And speaking of that,
damn right,
let me just say that in honor, this is a week late, but in honor of Dave Navarro's birthday, I just want to say something that I learned from Dave Navarro, which is my mantra for this year. And because Dave Navarro has a radio show called Dark Matter, and they talk about, like, anything. And plus, he spins records that he likes. And
I do like Dark Matter.
Yeah. It's awesome. So, anyway, so...
It is.
But he said... But
it
he
takes up the majority of the universe.
Yeah.
It's, sorry. It does.
What about antimatter?
That's this radio show. Anyway.
Oh, that's a good...
That's what the
yeah,
Enterprise runs on, isn't it?
Yes. Yes,
it does. Starship Enterprise.
Yes, you're right.
We exactly. went off space age on this shit. That's awesome.
Didn't mean that. Yeah.
But the whole thing that Dave talks about is, like, when he's, like, they'll tease... The other people on the show kind of tease him about, like, girls that he likes or something. He approaches women. And when he, like, his whole theory on this, and this is, like, to me, like, a whole theory on life in a way, which I think, and it actually might help a lot of guys out, too, is it's not just guys. Could help out anything in the matter of context that you word this in. But basically, his approach to women, when he asks out a girl on the street or wherever he is, if he sees a woman that he likes, basically his theory is, he's like, well, I'm not fucking her right now, so what's the point in, like, not even trying to ask? You know, so basically he would go up to the girl and, like, sure, you know, ask her out on a date or wherever sure, they go. And, like, but he says if they say no, he's at the same position he was at a minute earlier. Because they weren't fucking yet.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's a good thing to take, you know?
It is a good thing to take. So it's like, yeah, it's like, well, if you don't try, you're going to be in this, you nothing happens. But if you at least try, you could be in an advantage.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, I like that.
Fair enough.
It's words from Dave.
That's something that we can take towards our everyday life.
It is.
Yeah, I'm
it's
not
just about,
I'm
like...
I'm not fucking you now. I should be, though.
It's not just... But it's. I think it works...
With the to-do list?
I think it works good for, like... It works good as, like, motivation for guys to talk to women. But then at the same time, it works good for anything, you know? I don't know. I like it. I've been living by that rule.
I love it.
All right, so here's
that's great.
Since we have you two guys here in the studio, this is the perfect time for you guys to sort of. We've never really hit on this subject yet, James, and we always try to sort of sidestep it.
All right,
someone here, since you guys are basically like the veterans about this subject, describe what the story of the creation of the word these, besides the real one. But this, is there something that the world doesn't know yet that could build up to there? Do you guys have a story that says, like, this is the first time this was ever said, this is the someone originated from here, this is why we're called the Smith to These Posse, like something in that term?
No.
Yeah.
Not really. I don't even remember those. That was so long. That was like half a lifetime ago.
I mean,
think about it.
Much like God and the universe, these have been there before, and these will be there after.
See,
you guys still have your hats?
You know what?
I think I might have mine somewhere, like packed away somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not sure though.
I don't think I had mine anymore.
This is what you missed out, Bovey, is that like,
and the shirts.
Other people have been copying James's. These term, it's sort of funny, man.
That's great.
It's not just like.
Remember, I used to always like, point to these.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, these.
These, yeah.
Like,
of course, and these.
When I went away to Marshall that year, you know how many people's pictures I ruined by standing in the background and pointing to my these. Like, I would jump in background. People, we'd be at parties or whatever. This is back in the day before really like digital cameras or anything like that. So you would have to wait until you got your pictures developed.
Oh, that's so great.
You would come. It would be
so
like a 24 exposure camera, and like 18 of them would be me pointing to my these. It was awesome. Like,
that's great.
Especially there are these two. Guys from England, they're exchange students that lived in my hall. Man, I ruined so many of the pictures. He's like, dude, you're pointing to these in every picture. I can't do the accent. It was great.
Ruined or made better?
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know, trust me. Yes. I still remember being in Wendy's, and there's two chicks standing behind us in line, and I think they were commenting on our hats. And I said, what are these? I don't know if you remember that.
No.
Oh, man.
Tell it, man. Tell it.
I don't remember. It was just
you
another random
been like,
story of chicks
they're Wendy's.
Noticing our these. Yeah.
It's funny because, like,
we're wearing the hats at Wendy's.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing because, like, these.
Wendy's.
Like, just telling, like, just the story of someone noticing the these.
Yep.
That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, these. So these girls were just looking at the hats and it said these.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. Great.
Now, Bobby, did you carry this song? Did you carry like the these baton like later on? Since we've last seen you, has that continued?
I mean, no, it's not as prevalent as it once was. You know, I still think about it and I still mention it here and there, but no, it's not like it once was.
Because I swear to you, like, that took the world by storm.
It did.
That took the world by storm for at least a whole 4 years.
Especially Omaha.
Thanks.
Yeah, those bastards. Yep.
So do you have any, like, modern catchphrases that you're using?
I mean, nothing that classic.
I feel like we need to come up with something classic.
I don't
know what it would be. It just has to happen, though.
But everything would pale in comparison to this.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. Like, these
it's kind
was...
of like, it's like you're Matt Groening. It's like nothing else you do after The Simpsons will be as good as The Simpsons.
As great as Futurama is.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just like a curse, man.
Yeah.
James, I knew you want to say something.
Joe, you gotta tell the story about Bovey in the hallway. I wasn't there that day. He said.
I told him on the last show, but we got to say it. No, we can still talk about it again.
That was the greatest moment ever. I wasn't even there.
All right, so I'll try to tell with more detail. All right, so it's me. I believe Bovey's there, and I think it's blonde chick Leah.
Yeah.
And I think forget if it's Jenny Lee or someone. But basically, so both of you guys are like going your separate ways, and all I really hear is that Bovey, you go like. These are big. Real big. But like there's no one else is in the hallway. And it's just like, and you're yelling across. I don't know. It's an amazing thing. Real big. Just the distance, dude.
I remember we were standing over by the lockers, and there were two girls talking. I don't even remember who they were. You weren't even part of the conversation. And they were talking about some event that was going to occur over the weekend or something.
Man.
And she's one girl's like, hey, like, what day? What day is going to happen? Like, what time? And the girl's answering her. And you just butted in the conversation. You're like, June 9th. June 9th, 6:09. Oh, man.
See, that's great stuff.
That's why this comedy works so good, man. It's just perfect. That's why everyone wanted to be part of it.
Do you remember the NSYNC these, dude?
Oh, yeah.
He came to school for 2 weeks and had to be shipped out again.
What?
Yeah. Because I think we said NSYNC these to him, and then later on that day I got called in And we had a counseling session with me and him.
Really?
And I walk in and I'm like, well, what's going on? Why is this dude here? And one of the dudes who ran it I knew, and I was like, hey, what's going on, man? And he was like, well, we're here to prevent your fight. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
Who is this NSYNC?
Oh, pure mediation?
Yeah, yeah, thank you. It was pure mediation. Yeah.
Really?
What is, yeah. Who is NSYNC dude?
It was some dude who looked like he was from NSYNC. And I
are
told him,
me?
I he told just, him NSYNC
he,
this.
He just dyed his, like, he bleached his hair or something, and he tried to, like, spike it up.
Yeah.
Make it look like some Justin Timberlake hair or something. Yeah.
Oh,
he looked like a total douchebag.
He just got into the school. Apparently, he'd been shipped around from other schools.
Oh, so he, like, it was like Lance Bass or something.
Oh, a total D-bag, yeah.
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 And apparently, like, you guys were going to get in a fight, but you didn't even know.
I didn't know about it, yeah. It was great.
What's up, man?
It was my fault, because I remember that day, because I was like, dude, look at that guy yelling NSYNC these.
Yeah.
You're like, NSYNC these! And then the guy didn't even say anything to you.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even know that he heard it.
Yeah, exactly. We just went on like normal.
And then, like, all
so
of a sudden...
So he, like, told the principal on you?
No, I guess he, like, started telling, like, his two friends that he wanted to fight me or something, and, you know... Long and short of it, friends. You know, he left school.
That's ridiculous, dude. That's like,
I didn't
made
that
him submit to this, so he's lucky it didn't go down, you know?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you used to throw stuff out of my car? Like, and hit the kids at the corner and yell these.
Slam these!
No,
we talked about that in the show that one time. We talked about that in the show one time when Danny was on the show.
That's great.
And, I was like, we were talking about how, you know, by the time you heard me yell,
it was already too late.
you just had to duck. Like, you couldn't stop and look.
Oh, my goodness.
You were toast.
I wonder how it feels to be on, like, the opposite end of that, because we did that a lot.
Man.
Dude, we did that a lot. A ridiculous amount that I'm surprised
there
that none
so
of us...
so much stuff.
So I'm surprised that no one tried to kill us, but we're all just
tried
cool.
To retaliate.
Glass booty. I remember walking in, like, stone cold, throwing the glass against the wall.
That was inside the building, too.
That was out back. That was out back at Dudleyville.
Oh, did we do the outside? I thought we did it in the hallway.
Wait, didn't like
I don't remember.
Didn't because we break the glass out back on the wall. The Undertaker symbol was on the ground.
And remember, Hazard used to break the ceiling.
And the fishing wire that we put up in there.
That's another great.
That was the best
that was,
ever.
That was a great story, Bovey, because like I remember like after all that happened,
put the trash up there.
Yeah, and
oh
but,
yeah,
like,
the
remember,
trash, the full trash can.
But remember we got
trash lockers.
We got in trouble for
this opening the locker.
Just like, oh, God. Yeah, because I went to my locker during class. Yeah. I got the hall pass and everything. And she was just searching lockers.
One locker had all the trash, dude.
And then,
like, oh, shit.
The textbooks, you would throw the textbooks into the ceiling, and then they would make one hole going in and then a hole going out. Like,
to me, that was the greatest discovery ever, man.
Best,
I was like, oh, my God, this is like science, dude.
Yeah.
We're trying to guess which one's going to break through.
And found the Pepsi can from, like, the 60s.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I remember that, and here's one Bovey moment I remember. I don't even know if this really happened, but I remember Hazard and Danny and I got in trouble. Like, I guess the Rat Patrol came by, and you were just sitting there normally.
Yeah, and he said, you look guilty. Yeah, I'll never forget that, yeah.
Well, remember, they thought that you did the spray painting, because we were, like, the artists or whatever, and they, like, accused of doing the spray painting, and then I was like, I would never do, like, that bad of work. Like, and then Joe got pulled in.
It was like a tag?
Yeah. It was like...
Yeah, like someone like spray painted, you know, like outside the courtyard next to the library. Someone spray painted above the doorway.
It was like all shitty spray paint, too. It wasn't even like a
good
job.
That's an insult.
Yeah, it's like I wouldn't do like a shitty job like
that. To me, that doesn't beat. You look guilty.
Yeah, that was sweet.
That does not beat
you. You responded to it.
Because you didn't do anything, dude.
Yeah.
That
was just sitting there.
Really obvious that you didn't do anything.
You don't respond to it. You just look at him.
Like, after I heard that, I was like,
see, but at that point, you're like already pigeonholed, like that you did something that you didn't.
Well, I did do it. That was the thing.
Yeah, you just didn't get caught.
I was just sly enough to sit down and not look like I was doing anything.
You look good.
I got to give him props.
Danny had the fishing line through the ceiling. Yeah. He's standing there just caught red-handed. Yeah. I'd never seen Danny get in trouble before.
To be directly caught dead, man.
And then the same teacher actually caught you, me, and Hazard. Hazard gave you the sidewalk slam, and I did the senton bomb off the off the lockers in the main hall. That was great.
Like, even do you remember, like, during some awards assembly at the end of senior year, you guys had to, like, do some cleanup thing? I don't know exactly what it was.
That's what it was.
No, but during the award ceremony, my mom was there because I was getting like the art award or whatever.
No, that was the repercussions of you look guilty. But then
because your mom was there and my mom always like was so that was like one of the first times parents met
and
Joe was in trouble and then like Joe's mom was telling my mom about it and I was just standing there like
she was like
oh you know Joe getting you know how boys are and then like yes. to this day. The full story never came out, but to this day, my mom still asks me. She's like, yeah, I was wondering what Joe's mom was doing there, and, like, Joe was doing, like, cleaning or something. Like, nice. She's like, what happened? And she's like, I don't even understand. She's like, did someone get in trouble? And I was like, no, that's just, they were just there. You know, like I didn't tell. And, like, I don't know. She still wonders about it, though.
That's great.
She thought it was odd.
You know? That's great.
Oh, well.
That's what happens.
The only thing that came out of that day is I remember.
Did you guys have to rake leaves or something?
That's exactly what I want to talk
like
about.
Prisoners?
Is that?
I remember going out for PE class and seeing you guys. Yeah. Like, Huzzard took his shirt off. You guys are like singing slave songs.
Work all day and what do you get?
That's disturbing. That was awesome.
I just remember that like Huzzard didn't know how to rake leaves.
Yeah,
so we had to like do majority of the work. I'm like, damn it, Huzzard, come on, man.
And he's just standing there with his shirt off.
Yeah.
Why?
Flinging a rake around.
Oh my god.
Those were good days, I guess.
Yeah. Do you remember the picture too on the bleachers?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Like that, I had to be pulled in specifically to point out people and like, are they giving gang signs? And I was like, no, we're not doing any gang signs whatsoever.
Because I did the fan club sign in the picture.
Yeah.
What was the fan club sign?
This one here. For the fan club. Yeah, I did the fan club
sign.
That's
pretty good. It's like an F fantasy.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. And they blotted it out on the damn picture.
But I told them specifically that's not a gang sign, yeah. Dude.
But the funny thing is...
I have that picture, man.
The funny thing is nice. The way they censored it. Okay, for those of you all, for all of our listeners, in the yearbook, there's like this huge spread that unfolds and it shows everybody that graduated on the bleachers.
Yeah.
All the senior class. And so basically all of them are up in the front, like, doing hand signs and, you know, goofing off or whatever. But obviously it's not like they're a gang, you know. But anyway, so the school got all crazy about it and called everyone
in. I mean, they should worry
in.
About the submit to these posse.
Yeah, they should worry. Yes. But, you know, it's at the same time, it's like all this energy put into, like, something stupid. But the funny thing is about it is the way they edited the photo. This is like, I guess Photoshop was still around and everything. There was, because
yeah,
I remember.
The school didn't afford to have, like, the
newest
and greatest.
I mean, well, I had that computer graphics class, but the funny thing is the way they edited it was like cutting, they literally, it was like cut and paste.
Yeah.
They like cut off your guys' hands, and then like they used whiteout on one of them.
Exactly.
And then for TJ, he wasn't wearing his shirt.
That's right.
And so they like put a shirt on him, and TJ's a black guy, but then they like blacked in his shirt with Sharpie.
So great.
With a Sharpie.
Yes, that was the, I remember that.
But
that was awesome.
If you look really close, it's like all done with like scissors and blackout and like Sharpies and whiteout or whatever. And
did you see on the video that we did? They did the school video on the back bleachers.
Oh, the seniors video. Did you see that?
69, it said 69 D's or something, I think.
It said CD 69.
That's right. Thank you. Yes. CD 69.
Oh, remember when we watched that at Monk's house?
Yeah, it said seniors,
We watched that at Monk's house when we were drinking, and he died.
Yeah.
He's like, he was on the floor. He couldn't breathe.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's one of those grandma.
Jordale.
But even like that big, you know that big mural on the main staircase?
Yeah.
Like I that was already done by like the previous seniors, but then I added like a 69 in there somewhere.
What?
Yeah. It was hidden.
I wrote snatch in there.
Yeah,
in that painting.
You wrote snatch.
Nice.
We had
it's
all
like subliminal.
What? Damn it. I need to go back.
Yeah, we did like crazy
stuff. I don't think
that
the school's not even the same anymore,
It's not the same. I haven't been back, but I saw like Mr. Evelyn about, I guess maybe like a little bit under a year ago, and he was like saying how it's all digital. Like basically, imagine having no chalkboard and everything is just like a big iPod Touch.
What?
Wow.
Or like an iPad or whatever.
They probably don't even like.
And then I heard that when they take attendance, it's like they have a picture of all the kids. Like the teacher has like whatever. It's like their clipboard is like a digital clipboard, and having like a picture of all the kids, and they can just click to see who is there and who isn't.
Wow.
And I'm sure they probably send out notifications.
So you know what sucks? I'm a county employee. Not for that county, but still. and they told us we're not getting any raises until 2015. No cost of living or anything.
Whoa.
So now...
Until 2015?
Yeah.
Damn.
At least.
Time.
Yeah.
See, at least they forewarned you, but I think that's shitty.
Still
but
I won't be working there then. I'm not worried about it, but still.
Damn,
so I wonder if... God
I mean, that's
it.
Hard to say 5 years. I mean, 5 years is a long time to already say, like, suspend all that.
Yeah, plus they cancel our 401ks and everything.
Well, really?
Yeah, their contributions to that. So I'm saying is, if school systems are doing crap like that, I mean, we're just one county over from the county you're talking about. No. That pisses me off.
Yeah.
Why do they need... They don't need all that extra crap.
Well, you know, Northern Virginia is like the Beverly Hills of the East Coast.
Yeah, but still... You know, they don't need all that crap to teach.
Yeah. Give me a goddamn raise.
I mean, I touched...
What I do is more
touched,
important than...
I got touch points. Right. I got touch points because...
Chad Quinville's.
Yeah.
I touched an iPod or an iPad the other day, and like... Really, you don't even need backpacks anymore. You know how we used to have like those huge ass backpacks and all those books? You don't even need that anymore.
Builds character.
Yes.
Like basically in the future you just like imagine if we have kids and like, you know, whatever 10 years from now we're like doing their homework. Basically it's just going to be on like this digital iPad and like teachers just give a PDF and like it's like a clickable PDF or something.
You can thank
like,
the TI-81 and 82 for that.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I still have mine.
You still have penguins on it?
No.
Remember that game?
I don't know.
That was the best game ever.
I remember there was like some weird like Lake Braddock sex game on it or something too.
What? What is
really?
That?
Really?
Yeah, it was like some weird. I don't know. I didn't really have
how do you,
it.
How does this game play? Yeah. What do you do?
It's like a multiple choice. It's like.
It was like
stupid.
Those games that we used to make.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It was stupid.
You were just like the lefties instead of the righties.
It was some
I got you. A choice game.
It was kind of dumb.
Like, that's like Oregon. What is it? Oregon
Trail.
Like
Oregon Trail.
You have died of.
I remember in math, we had math class together in ninth grade. Both of you and I did.
Yeah, you used to slam dues.
That was back when they used to allow us to bring.
Yeah, she gave
and
us 5 minutes
class.
To slam dues too. Remember that?
Yeah.
Wait, say what? You had 5 specific minutes just to.
Yeah, she actually gave us time to slam dues. Yeah, she wouldn't
awesome.
Start class.
Oh, that was classic. Like the one day I brought in a Coke. It was like one of the last days of school. Like, we'd been drinking dues all year, and I pulled a Coke out of my backpack, and I put it on the desk, and I opened it up, I took a sip, and I put it down, and you're like, always. It's the greatest. No, but anyway, remember, Bovi used to take my calculator and change all the words. Like, he was the one who showed me how to do all the programming on the TI-82s.
Yeah.
He changed, what was that game? Snakes? Yeah, Snakes.
Right.
Or Snakes? He used to come up and just say Snakes or Welcome to Snakes or something.
Yeah.
You change it to like James the Fag. Like, when I would open up the game to start playing it, what the hell?
Yes.
What's this
called? That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not a fag. It's cool.
That was all good. I mean, we were like, what, 14?
Yeah, you know, exactly. Yeah.
That was
slamming
just the insult word of the moment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Miss Slamming Dudes. And then Mountain Breezes.
Oh, Mountain Breeze.
For half the cost.
Mountain Breeze. Oh.
We found it for 25 cents a piece.
Great.
I think those are good times, man, like when we're learning like to drive and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Those are like the best, and everyone would cram into my car.
You're going down the wrong side of the street.
Yeah. That's how you learn best, man.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I was like, I was doing like moonsaults off of like James's car.
Yes.
Those are
didn't
good
you
times.
Put somebody in like a, in like the back? Of a car, like the trunk,
a couple times. Didn't
I think
we?
Several people even volunteered, and we jumped the hill. We jumped the hill.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That was
oh my
thing.
God, that's scary.
I remember
and
Jason being in the trunk?
Yeah, many times.
Oh yeah, we looked up JasonSipe.com.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
we found out who it was. It's not. He's
not
on.
Him.
He's on Twitter.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, it shows his picture.
Did you follow him?
No, fuck no, I'm not.
We should check.
What?
We should check the shocker.
Wait, which one are you talking
about? No, the Jason.
Oh, not
the
one.
Jason Sipe from JasonSipe.com is not the Jason Sipe we know.
That's the one that's on Twitter.
Maybe it's .net.
Oh, okay.
It should be .net. Yeah.
I have Twitter, but I don't use it.
Yeah.
I think you're the only one I'm following too.
I tried to promote you, man. It's like on Follow Fridays. I was like, follow James.
I just can't. Really?
Yeah, it's your. It's a lot easier now that you have the droid.
Well,
yeah, let's
do it now.
You can do it
now.
You can do it anywhere.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You should,
and also,
you should tweet.
You,
tweet that
you
you're on the
Twitter,
show.
Twitter's
you can
tweet.
Tweet. You can tweet.
Twitter, Twitter is like, Twitter's like, it took me a while to get, and I don't know, it took me like a few months or whatever to get used to, but now it's awesome because it's like, you can just update it like a sentence. That's all you really have to write.
Where the hell is it?
It's so easy. You can download a Twitter app.
You're like He-Man 82 or something like that.
Am I? Shit. I have to. God damn it. Where is it? Market, right?
I guess you can download like TweetDeck or something and have it on there.
Tweet?
I can hear your clicks.
Click it closer.
Alright. Hold on.
There you go. Now we can hear it.
The droid.
Twid droid pro for Twitter, is that what I need?
I guess.
Yeah, get it.
There's like multiple things you can get.
Wait, is it's not free? It's not free.
We should get chat can you get chat
if
roulette
it's
on
not,
that?
Oh god. Yeah, we should do
penis,
it. We should do
penis,
a live
penis.
Can we do
penis.
A live chat roulette?
Have you looked
up,
have you seen
chat
roulette?
No, I refuse.
After I saw that episode I went and looked.
On what?
It
wait,
is.
On
it's
the
just
video?
Like one cock after another.
Oh god.
The video I posted on your
No, chat roulette. Oh, I watch a little bit of that. Man,
I watched the video that Joe posted, but I have never been on chat roulette. I'm scared. Go on. I just
what
don't think it's worth
say?
It.
No, the first thing you'll see is a penis guaranteed.
Yeah, definitely.
What? Why?
Yeah, I don't know if I really want to, but I would do it here on our show live, and we could do a live chat.
We should
roulette.
Do live chat roulette. Like, right. but the thing is, like,
no,
oh, we should then.
We should actually.
If we have internet, I can do it on my laptop.
We should do a live chat roulette, not on the internet, and just get a bunch of people to come in here and randomly show cock or talk to you.
There's a too, wow. Too many cock rule,
or maybe a strip is.
You know what's interesting about those times, man?
No videotaping.
We did the promo. Remember we did promos before the strip tease? Oh, yeah.
Do you still have this?
I don't know.
Do you still have, didn't you have that girl in your, you told me about this, that how you hid a video camera
that's
in,
what
in your plant or something?
No, it wasn't in the plant.
Oh, I got caught with it, and I wasn't even the one videotaping it. We just passed
then,
it down the
like,
couch, and I was
you know, I still want to see that video. I think it's been a lot of years. I can handle it now.
Where the hell
but
is
like.
Wasn't
I remember.
Her?
I remember. I wanted. I asked
you're
to see it.
You taped it at one point.
I asked
no, I
to see
her the first
it, like,
time and didn't get caught.
Yeah, maybe it was.
I asked.
Because then we got.
No, but I asked to see it like 10 years ago, and you wouldn't share it with me.
Oh,
and I'm.
Tight.
I think we're above that now.
Well,
I think we need to see it.
I don't think I use that format anymore.
Yeah, you're just trying to provide another excuse.
Well, we can try. There's a lot of tapes. I'll put money on the line.
That's right. $100,000 in the bag.
That was the greatest part about that is that
I can't believe
we
taped that though.
We,
that's I have to say that I think that's a little bit disturbing.
No, but like, why wouldn't someone tape that?
Yeah,
though? That's the thing is like,
why wouldn't you?
I know, but like,
it's a little bit different.
No,
if it's like
disturbing.
No, but
if I was the girl and I found out that there was a camera, then that's when didn't she find out? Then what happened?
Hey,
how
I wasn't
how do you
taping
react?
When they got
but
caught.
Yeah,
you,
James
how,
was taping when they got caught.
How would you react though? Of course.
Oh, the funniest reaction. Last time I saw this, the funniest reaction is Duke Nguyen.
Yes.
It's like he has the best reaction out of everyone there. Like once she's like, is that a camera? And then she's like, give me the camera. Duke's like, oh, come on.
Really?
That's great.
But he was the only one that said that.
That's great.
He was like, it was all silent, and it's just like, come on.
He had the instant reaction.
He was like so disappointed. He was like, oh, man. But see, the for some reason, it was less like tiddling about anything, but it was hilarious because like you get to see the wrestling promos before the
yes.
night. Like this is gonna be the greatest night of our lives, and like it's cool because
get
I
get to see a girl.
Greatest night of our lives.
Yeah,
but like the thing that like it's sort of, I think it would be more freaky if it was like one on one and then someone's videotaping it. But there's like 20 or 25 people there and then girls upstairs.
Yeah.
Watching like Simpsons or something like that.
Yeah.
And then like the redhead I don't like coming down there. It's like, oh, is that how it looks like?
Yeah.
And shit like that. It's like, ugh.
Disturbing.
Pay me my money.
Yeah. What's up with all those freaking thugs showing up? The second one we had.
That was Sanjay Dutt, man. That wasn't me. At the second time, it became more of a business as opposed to like, oh, cool, let's get a girl.
Yeah,
now we're like, oh, shit.
Forgot
oh, shit.
What it's all about.
Yeah,
that's why ECG wasn't there, you know?
What? You weren't there?
I wasn't there for that one. No.
I wonder if you guys...
I was only there for the first one. Yeah, I was the one taping the first
one. I wonder
time.
If you guys made more money on the second one, like, or Sanjay made more money on the second one than, like, the girl made.
I don't know, she got, like, a $250 flat rate, which is pretty... small amount of money, I think.
Damn, I'm in the wrong business.
I would think it would be more than that.
I think that's a really small amount to like show your body
It was $250.
I don't think there's
any
for
doing an hour's worth of work.
Well, it's $250, man.
The Paper Moon.
I mean,
one song is $60.
Damn.
Unless you get a 2-for-1, that's what I was.
But that's what I mean. That girl should be working at Paper Moon then. If she can do two songs, what, that's 6 minutes? She could have made all that money.
There's other incentives to doing these kind of things as well.
James, can you do the 2-for-1 stuff? 2-for-1 stripper announcer voice again.
All right, we need some music. We need girls. Because that every time there's a 2-for-1.
Girls. All right, gentlemen, it's that time again. Find that special lady. It's time for a 2-for-1. Find that special lady and head to the back.
What's it called?
The Paradise Room.
No, the one down in Richmond, they call it the Paradise Room.
Nice.
The lap dance room.
Head back to the Paradise Room for a 2-for-1. 2-for-1.
Because what do they have it like every hour?
Probably.
They have it too many times, man.
Wait, I mean, I guess $250 for an hour.
$250 is not a lot of money, man.
But then that's how much some people make in. That's how much some people make in like 2 days of work.
Exactly.
But if you're showing, I was expecting
$250 an hour.
That was the reason why I think we did it, man, is because I was like, wow, this is only $250.
Yeah,
if we get 10, 20 people,
yeah,
$20
a pop, that's nothing. Shit, we could do this every day.
Yeah. You could actually start making more money than the girl.
Yeah.
I'd be a pimp.
I think that was our plan at one point.
It was.
Yeah. Wow.
Exactly. See?
I know, but you know what, though?
Thinking. Always thinking.
What is that? Is that your...
James. Oh. James is getting really angry.
Getting shot.
Download an AK-47 application.
Nice.
Oh!
I like that.
Yeah,
that was the biggest all
nice.
Ever.
I can't believe I missed that. Damn it.
Well, there you go. Man, we have arrived again.
Now we're all depressed because this music started up.
Yeah. It's usually, yeah, but we used to go until we died. But nice. Now we need that time because we got to spread out the time that this goes by.
Spread the love out.
But I thought it was really good. It was good to have you guys back. Together.
Appreciate it as always.
We can always do this once again, you know?
Absolutely.
But, you know.
Better goddamn it.
Sorry. Real big.
Yes.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Tune in again next week. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
James.
And Mike.
Nice.
Everyone have a good night. Thanks again, guys.
These. Right.
Blood, gallons of the stuff I gave you, all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood.